Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Dave Fox Home Remodeling Show. I'm Gary Demas. And as always, Jamie, we're glad to have everyone tuned in, right?
That's right.
Yep.
Good morning.
So we are here bright and early Sunday morning, ready to go with some outdoor talk.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Are you comfortable talking about outdoors since we do basically inside remodeling?
Well, sometimes a lot of what we do impacts the outside, or it has to be taken into consideration.
Yeah.
So okay. It all ties together.
We'll look at it from the perspective of inside remodeling.
Right? Inside okay. Looking out.
Yeah. Okay. All right. We'll make the best of it. So I want to invite everybody to go to our website. It's davefox.com. We got a lot of interesting information there for remodeling. If you're thinking about remodeling, it's a good place to go. Good resource, right, Jamie?
That's
right. You put a lot of information there.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of great pictures.
Yeah, we have budget expectations on there, budget ranges on projects we've completed. I mean, tons of information about our process and just kind of all the things that you should know before you dive in.
All right. Sounds good. So let's go ahead and get started.
Okay.
Outdoor. Where do we start with the outdoors?
Well, I mean,
hunting, fishing.
No.
Oh.
I mean, really thinking of outdoor living spaces, it is an extended portion of your house, right? You're outside your
sure.
outdoor living area.
Yep.
And it's an extension of how you live in your home. And here in Ohio, you know, the parts of the year that we get to be outside are very limited, but yep. we really like to maximize. You know, I mean, I know us personally, if it is above 65, we are outside
yeah.
no matter what. And so you end up spending actually a lot of time out there because we truly appreciate when it's nice weather.
Mm-hmm.
And so we tend to really utilize it. So, you know, people that live in other states or parts of the world that are warmer might wonder why people living in Ohio would invest so much in their outdoor living space. And
yeah.
it's because we have to hold on to it for dear life because there's so little of it that we get to enjoy.
Get the maximum out of the limited
yeah.
amount we get.
And, you know, a big part of planning around that in Ohio is, you know, knowing how it's going to look in the winter and what's going to happen in the winter. Everything's going to lose its leaves and things like that. And how does that impact, you know, your inside living? Because
mm-hmm.
when you're inside your home, most homes have a lot of windows, especially in the back of the house.
Yeah.
And that's what you're looking out to. So even if you're not enjoying the outdoors, the outdoor space and your living space still impacks the inside and kind of how that
yeah,
all
you can view
together.
All the different seasons from the comfort of your home.
Uh-huh.
And every now and then you get to go out there and enjoy it outside.
Yeah.
On a nice patio or.
I know. Well, and sometimes too, you know, when we're doing room additions,
mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's hard because you have to rip up a beautiful outdoor living space in order to accommodate this room addition. And other times you need to, there might not be anything there, but you really want to plan ahead for what your outdoor space is going to look like, or are you going to have a patio, or where is it going to go, and landscaping mm-hmm. and things such of that nature.
Yeah.
And also landscaping on an addition really makes it feel part of the home.
Yeah.
You know,
mm-hmm.
I can always think back to a lot of our photo shoots that we'll go do of room additions. Sometimes landscaping is kind of encompassed in what we're doing, and sometimes it's not. I would say
mm-hmm.
more often it's not.
Mm-hmm.
And so when that addition is there without any landscaping and it's just dirt around it, it really needs that cherry on top of
yeah.
landscaping, you know? It needs the accoutrements.
Yeah. Not from the inside looking out. You got the beautiful interior all done.
Yes.
But the outside, yeah, needs fixed up too. And also, you know, you mentioned you might be tearing up a beautiful space that's already landscaped, but I think most of the time it's not such a beautiful space and they want to change it anyways.
Yeah.
Because it's usually older.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we expand onto a home, it's really a great opportunity to go ahead and enhance the outdoors too while you're at it.
Yeah.
You know, while the construction people are there and landscape equipment. If you get both done at the same time, then you get, you know, the full effect.
Yeah, absolutely. And a lot of times, you know, especially with the enhancement and kind of the sliders, I know like Marvin and Pella, they have those really big sliding doors
yeah.
where you can really create an indoor-outdoor space, even here in Ohio. And
yeah.
those have really made a lot of our projects kind of draw attention to the outside as well, because it's really a holistic approach of kind of that whole outdoor living, indoor living space simultaneously. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So yeah. The big nano doors and stuff, you know, we have put a couple of those in. You think, my gosh, why would somebody do that here in Ohio? But we know we have done just a handful of those.
Yeah.
And they're dramatic even when they're closed, right?
Because they really are.
All window space.
Yeah.
And those few days a year when the bugs aren't terrible and the temperature's right and you can open it up for a little bit.
Yeah.
I guess that's fun, right?
Yeah. I know. A friend of mine has that actually going from their family room into their screened-in porch.
Okay.
They have one of those. Yeah. And that's nice because then you don't have to worry about the bugs.
Yeah. Because really, bugs are a big deal here in Ohio. Yeah. With outdoors.
Well, and even in areas like Florida, I mean, we go down to Florida every winter and, you know, we always look for the houses that have the net around the pool or the screen around the pool.
Yeah.
Just because the bugs really are. And then you can, I mean, gosh, when we're there, those doors are always open,
mm-hmm.
you know. So again, it's not a ton of the year that we get to enjoy that kind of experience, but because it's not a ton of the year, I feel like we enjoy it that much more.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we definitely don't take a nice day for granted here in Ohio.
Yeah, yeah, true.
But
okay, so with all that, where do we start?
Yeah, well, so I think, you know, some things out to consider when you are planning an outdoor living space, especially if it's going to accommodate with an addition or a sunroom or whatever the case is, you know, thinking about what you want in the space. Do you want, you know, are you the type that's going to eat outside? A lot of people hate eating outside and a lot of people love eating mm-hmm. outside. So, mm-hmm. you know, what is your lifestyle like? What do you prefer to do? And, you know, another big factor in planning your outdoor living space is how your house is situated and where the sun is.
Sure.
I've lived in a house where it was straight sun all day, no matter what, there was no escaping
facing
it.
South.
Yes. And no trees in sight. And now I live in a house that faces, I guess, I don't know, the other way.
Okay. It faces a direction?
A direction okay. that our patio is in the shade other than in the morning. And so it's funny how differently we use the spaces between the mm-hmm. two houses, the one that was all sun all the time and the one that's in the shade.
Mm-hmm.
And it completely changed the way we use our outdoor space.
Yeah,
we used to never eat outside because it was boiling hot.
Mm-hmm.
Even with an umbrella.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, do you want to accommodate a built-in umbrella or some sort of built-in shade for
yeah.
that space?
Or
is also a big,
some kind of a diffuser of the sun beating down on you.
Right. And so accommodating all that and your home and how you live there, just like you would for the inside of your house, you kind of want to go into it with that same mentality outside of how do we want to use the space? How does our house, you know, its situation impact how we would use the space
mm-hmm.
and what sort of accommodations would need to be made for us
yeah.
to enjoy it.
Well, you know, the direction that your area faces is a huge deal, as you mentioned.
Yes.
So if you love sun and want sun all the time, then hopefully you have an area on the south side of your house that you can do that.
Yeah.
Because you're going to have sun morning to night in the wintertime for sure.
Mm-hmm.
In the summer, the sun will be going directly overhead, but you still get pretty much a lot of sun. If it's on the east side, then you're going to have morning sun.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's on the west side, you're going to have a lot of sun blasting in all afternoon and evening.
Yes.
Yeah. So I think a west-facing area is where you're going to need some kind of diffuser
yeah.
for all the sunlight. And there's a lot of different options there. It could be a permanent structure like an arbor, or there's awnings, huge
mm-hmm.
awnings that can
yeah.
work. Because sometimes, especially early spring or late fall, you know, that sun shining all day feels good because
yeah,
the temperatures are cool
the warmth.
Enough.
Yeah, for sure.
But when it's really hot and muggy out, you definitely want some sun protection.
Yeah.
So today we are talking about exteriors.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of, I don't know, we're not the experts here, but we are experts at remodeling. So
yes.
remodeling usually includes some outdoor spaces. So we're going to take a break and we'll be right back. Welcome back to the Dave Fox Home Remodeling Show, where today we are talking outdoor spaces. And in Ohio, spring is nice. May is a great month, right?
Mm-hmm.
I just love the weather in May.
Yeah.
Because there's not that many bugs out. The sun's usually shining. The temperatures are warm enough to enjoy outdoors.
Yeah.
Flowers are blooming.
We spend most of May at soccer fields, but Yeah. It is lovely.
Yeah. Okay.
It's not quite what I would consider the outdoor living space I would prefer, but mm-hmm. we are outdoors, so I'll take it.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, yes, May is a wonderful time to enjoy your outdoor space. And sometimes even at night, you might want a heat source, you know, in May.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So we do a lot of fire pits outside. Yeah. You know, running a gas line to a fire pit is lovely, in my opinion.
Yeah.
As much as I love a good wood burning fireplace or a wood burning fire pit, it's a lot more work than, you know, just turning on some gas. Yeah.
Here comes the propane, ignite it.
Right.
Voila,
fire. So, you know, kind of thinking through that as well, because if you are the type of people that enjoy sitting around a fire pit in the evenings, you know, maybe you want to consider running a gas line mm-hmm. to your fire pit or to a fireplace. Mm-hmm. We do a lot of outdoor fireplaces. And things like that. And so, or even if you're doing a sunroom addition, maybe you're going to do a two-sided fireplace. So it suits both inside and outside.
Yeah. So you get a lot of warmth there. No, my wife and I have off of our bedroom, there's woods kind of surrounding that. And we have a nice large patio right off our bedroom.
Yeah.
So we have a fire table out there and
yeah.
it's propane gas. And it puts out some heat.
Definitely not the same amount. Yeah.
But I mean, you need to be, if it's cool at all, you got to be held up right to that thing.
Yeah.
It's not like you can sit back and enjoy, you know, a 40 degree temperature outside.
Right. No, I mean, that's definitely true. That is one of the considerations with propane is it's more about the ambiance when you're going with propane or gas versus a true wood burning fireplace is more heat.
Yeah. Now, the bigger units, we'll put off more.
Yeah.
But, you know, ours, I don't know, it's probably 14 inches square with lava rock. So that's the flame that comes up.
Yeah.
So it's just enough. I mean, if it was 55 degrees to 65 in the evening, mm-hmm. that'd be comfortable. Mm-hmm. If it gets colder than that, then you're huddled mm-hmm. up so close.
Yeah,
we'll go out and just start a big bonfire.
I know. Yeah. And I mean, we've even done, you know, screen porch additions that have heaters in the ceilings.
Mm-hmm. Infrared.
Yeah. And a fireplace.
Radiant heat, yeah.
And that can really make a space comfortable.
Yeah.
Heating the floors is another, you know, opportunity to heat kind of a screened in porch type area.
Yeah. The radiant heat in the ceiling really works well because it's instant heat.
Yeah.
I mean, you turn it on and bingo, you're warm.
You're warm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And so those are, you know, really, really great options and things to consider, especially, you know, when we were saying, are you the type of person that wants to eat outside or eat inside? You know, does your screen porch, you know, have somewhere to eat and that's where you'd prefer to eat? And kind of just thinking through all those scenarios, because if you like to eat inside and you only want to sit outside when you're going to be in the sun, well, then you don't need to accommodate shade. You don't need to accommodate some certain things if that's how your house is situated.
Mm-hmm.
So really, you want to be very aware of how the sun hits your space throughout the year and throughout the day before you make any big decisions based on where you're going to put something or situate things and whatnot. And so, you know, and talking about heat and fire pits and things like that, I know we have certain spots in our yard because our house is kind of catty corner that creates a wind tunnel.
Okay.
There's certain areas just that are just a total wind tunnel, and we have learned to not put anything there because it will blow.
Mm-hmm.
And so that would be a terrible spot for a fire pit, mm-hmm. you know, because it would blow right out all the time. You can even tell because the trees that are in our neighborhood all have a lean to them.
Oh, do they?
So you can just tell exactly where the wind tunnel comes through our neighborhood. It's a funny little thing, but yeah, every little tree is just a little tilted the same way.
You should put some wind turbines up there.
I know.
Some electricity.
Yeah, there you go. But I mean, again, it's that type of thing, that same thing with a remodel in your home. You just want to, for a little while, become really hyper aware of things before you make any big plans or enhancements.
Mm-hmm.
Lighting is another really big thing to consider outdoors because it gets dark.
Yeah.
And so, you know, if you're doing a patio, maybe has a retaining wall of some sort, or maybe it has a ledge. Do you want to do lighting under that? If you have stairs, you might want to consider lighting that so it prevents a trip hazard and things. And it's also important, too, to make sure that lighting isn't too bright or spotlight. You know, a floodlight, for example, that is kind of ruins the vibe outside.
You know, on that point, the outdoor lighting, the best solution for that is to make sure you've got down lighting everywhere.
Yeah.
It's really easy to have light pollution outside.
Mm-hmm.
If a big blasting flood lamp, that's lighting up the whole yard or something, there's a lot of light pollution there because there's a lot of light going out on all directions that you don't need.
Yeah.
But in the outdoors, if you have it designed well, there'll be a lot of down lighting, so you don't have bright lights staring you in the face. You can look up and see the stars, but you can still look down and see everything you need to see.
Yeah.
So the down lighting is really an important key to good outdoor lighting.
Yeah. And again, and that's another reason why too, especially when you're planning an outdoor living space, you want to have lived in that home a full calendar year. To really see what everything's going to be like throughout the whole year.
Mm-hmm.
I know we purchased our house in August, so everything was very fully bloomed.
Mm-hmm.
And there's woods behind our house. And come winter, we found out there's a house behind those woods.
Yeah,
I had no idea. I couldn't even figure out how you get back there.
Oh.
Surprises come up. But but keeping that in mind too of, where you're planting things and where you want maybe privacy. If you don't have a private yard, creating privacy is honestly very challenging and very expensive when you talk about needing trees and such. And it's such a long-term, that's one thing that I prefer about interior remodeling versus exterior remodeling is interior, it's such instant gratification. When we remodel a kitchen, it's done,
mm-hmm.
right? Well, I would say instant, but after you've lived through the whole remodeling process, yeah.
You
it's
don't
done.
Have to grow a sink or grow
right.
a cabinet.
Yeah, and outside you can plant stuff for this beautiful eventually.
Mm-hmm.
But it's at first, everything's so little and it takes so long for
that's
stuff to grow.
That's the millennial coming out in you.
Oh,
you
that drives me
for
nuts.
Anything, do you?
I know, I don't like to, we like our instant gratification for sure. But it is one of the harder things about planning an outdoor space is you have to plan for 10 years from now. You can't plant things too close together because 10 years from now, they'll be too big and yada, yada. But right now, you want that privacy or you want that look that you're trying to go for. Mm-hmm. And so it's more of a patient game, which is probably why I'm terrible at exterior stuff. But considering that and also considering where you plant things and how it's going to impact your view from inside your home.
Mm-hmm.
We have when they built our house, they put trees on the just outside our patio where typically there's bushes and then you can see the whole house or the whole yard. For our patio, they put trees and they're really big now because it's, 12, 13 years old. And, it's kind of this double-edged sword. I love having the trees inside the house. It's really pretty to look at. But when we're outside on the patio, you can't see the yard. And you got to think through that stuff. And it is a hard thing to think about. What is this going to look like in 10 years? How big is this going
to
be?
Yeah, all reasons to hire a good landscape engineer.
Yes.
Somebody that can really
and plan it.
You.
I think that plan is really crucial.
Yeah, because as you say, it takes time for these things to mature and develop and for it to turn into what you want. And you got to have some good advice up front. You don't want to make a mistake and 5 years or 7 years later figure out, oh, that's not right. Let's try it again and wait another 5 or 7 years.
I know. I almost equate it to buying like a puppy because puppies are, no matter what they grow up to look like as a puppy, they are all so cute.
Exactly.
Our neighbor recently got a puppy and it was so cute and this little fluff ball.
Yeah.
And then winter happened and we didn't see that we were now outside, so we didn't see the puppy as much. Now it is huge.
Yeah. Puppies are irresistible and they do grow up into different types of things.
Yes.
Okay. All right. On that note, let's take a break. We'll be right back. Welcome back. This is the Dave Fox Home Remodeling Show where we are on the radio 8 a.m. every Sunday morning in Columbus, Ohio on WTBN, or we're available on podcasts all over the entire universe.
Yes.
Yep.
Or if you just want to chat, you can call us at our office.
That's true. Yeah. 459-7211.
There you go.
Yeah. It's funny how we never, many years ago, because I've been doing this for a really long time.
Yeah.
It was like phone numbers plastered all over the sides of trucks. Mm-hmm. Call us, because that's the way you got hold of everybody.
Right.
And then the domain names took over.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah. But and then we started taking phone numbers off of all of our trucks.
Yeah, I know.
But yeah, it is funny. We definitely you know, our website is our go-to. Well, and yeah. I think websites are great because you get information before you call.
Yeah.
You know, we still get phone calls, of course. That's, I would say, majority
but
of how people
communicate. It's usually after someone's been looking at our website, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Or
I know, we're actually in the process here soon, depending on when you're listening to this, we're going to be adding a scheduling feature on our website so that you can schedule a phone call. Because mm-hmm. Phone tag is a tough game. And especially, you know, iPhone, a lot of people have it set up to block a number that's not in their contacts or send it directly to voicemail and things. Yes. So if you have that call scheduled, it's a lot easier to know
that's
to pick it up.
So true.
So anyway,
that's
back
the
to the outdoors.
Age that we live in.
I know. All right. So back to the outdoors. You know, we were talking about outdoor living spaces and kind of keeping in mind 10 years from now with the trees and such, mm-hmm. whatever you're planting is going to look like. But also, you know, beyond that, we use our outdoor space for entertaining, right? And for cooking and grilling and all sorts of things. Mm-hmm. And there's been a big kind of trend for these pizza ovens. You know, I've seen a ton of them everywhere, built in or just those kind of freestanding ones. But kind of, again, thinking through how you want to use your space outdoors and how much maybe grilling you like to do or outdoor entertaining you like to do, you know, we put in a lot of outdoor kitchens.
Yeah.
And sometimes that can just mean, you know, a grill with countertop. And other times it can mean a grill with countertop and a refrigerator and, sorts of things.
Under counter units, ice makers.
Yeah. I mean, a ton of things can be out there, mm-hmm. Which can be really fun. And kind of thinking through that and planning through that. And I know there's a lot of regulations as far as, you know, needing a hood and where it can be and not be and things of that nature. And maybe how close to the house you want your grill or not. Sometimes they can kind of stain your house, mm-hmm. If it's too close. And so you definitely want to be cognizant of some of those rules and restrictions and why they're in place too.
Yeah, there's really just so many capabilities outdoors, and if anyone's had a chance to experience an outdoor kitchen or use one, you know, it's a really good way to kind of get used to it, because obviously you're not cooking out all the time in Ohio, right?
Yeah.
So you have to pick your days and times that you're going to do that and the equipment that you use.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I have a pellet grill, which I love,
mm-hmm.
because that thing, I can basically use it year-round and from my phone. Control.
Oh, wow.
So I could smoke brisket all night long in the winter if I wanted to.
There you go.
So, but there's just so many different things available. And, you know, talking to somebody that can really help design that space is really crucial because of all the different ways you can go. And everyone has their own preferences, their own cooking styles, and how they entertain. You know, mm-hmm. it can be very personal. So really it needs to be personally tailored for whoever's putting an outdoor unit in like that, because it's expensive to put in an outdoor kitchen.
Yeah.
You know, it's a large investment, a lot of equipment, patio space, probably some roof area, canopy area out there.
Yeah.
Somewhere for some weather protection. So it's really very involved, and you really need to make sure that all your investment really targets your needs.
Yeah. And, you know, another good thing that, you know, we mentioned running a gas line to a fire pit, mm-hmm. or a fireplace of sorts, but also to your grill. You can run a gas line to your grill and then not need to always have propane tanks and worry about them running out and such. So that's another good thing to consider if you are doing an addition or any sort of, you know, digging really in your backyard, to think about that as well. Mm-hmm. But
absolutely.
It is nice to not have to, it's the worst when you're entertaining and run out of propane,
mm-hmm.
but definitely worth considering. So I know with the hood or with a grill, it can't be under a covered area, correct? Or it needs a hood if it is, or do you know the restrictions on that?
There's a lot of clearances required, headroom and space like that, and materials that you use above.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's getting really complicated, Jamie, because now even indoor range hoods, indoor and outdoor, the specifications that come with the unit are really critical, and building inspectors are checking that stuff out more and more all the time.
Yeah.
So there are just so many different requirements, but it all depends on what you're choosing. And then making sure you're reviewing all those instructions thoroughly to understand appropriate installations and parameters requiring clearances for heat, for ventilation. It really depends on the appliance you're using and discovering what parameters come with that unit.
Yeah, absolutely. And, sometimes we're creating these kind of outdoor living spaces, somewhat attached to the home and really making them part of the home.
Yeah.
And other times they're pretty detached from the home and they're kind of more of like an entertainment oasis.
Yeah.
That you are a little bit more of a destination. And, those in a way are easier to design around because you don't have to worry about your home and maybe where the grill is in association to it. I can think of one. We even put in a splash pad, which is really cool for their grandkids.
Yeah.
And, creating those types of spaces that you just get to enjoy and entertain in. TVs are another becoming really popular outside. Mm-hmm. They have come up with really great covers and systems to have TVs outside, and they also make outdoor TVs.
Mm-hmm.
But again, if that's something that you're wanting to consider, making sure that how you're designing your layout for your furniture on your patio is going to be able to view the TV and have a spot to put the TV and things like that. Because a lot of times you might want to situate your seating so that you get to look out at your yard. But if you're wanting a TV, well, you got to have somewhere to hook it up to, which is typically behind you.
So with all this stuff going on, and let's say somebody's putting on an addition and doing an outdoor space, all of that has to be integrated and work together.
Right.
And we don't, we do some outdoor stuff, but to the level we're talking about, we have partners that come with us and join us in that, in the design and execution of those projects, because it's all got to work together seamlessly.
That's right.
And it's really important to have good team members aboard that know what they're doing, that can collaborate together and get that done.
And you don't want to have it be, working against each other or, again, you always want to kind of plan for, there's no such thing as over planning with any type of remodel, honestly. Well, I guess there is, but for the most part, you really want to think through, if you think, oh, I'm going to hire this contractor to do my addition, and then maybe in 6 months I'll hire someone else to design a patio. You might want to you definitely want to at least design those things at the same time.
Yes.
Even if you're not going to construct them at the same time, designing them at the same time while you already have everything torn up, while you already have an electrician there running wire, you already have a plumber there running gas. You those things do need to be planned in tandem.
Okay, and then if many people out there like me, it's like, okay, I want to think about this first, and then I'll think about that later. And then when you're doing the first thing, you're already ready to start on the next one, and you kind of surprise yourself because you want to jump into it quicker than you thought, and then you're caught behind the eight ball.
Yeah.
So it's really good to discipline yourself in your thinking and go ahead and plan, like you say, on the whole thing first.
Right.
It takes extra patience, a little extra money, but my gosh, it's going to be well worth it because that's just the way we are. We want to go limited first, stick our foot in the water, and then we're ready to jump in,
Yeah.
It's human nature.
Yes.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. You are listening to the Dave Fox Home Remodeling Show. We are located in Columbus, Ohio. Right, Jimmy?
Yes.
Serving the greater Columbus area? Is that how you say that?
Yeah, Central Ohio, greater Columbus area.
Yeah.
Yeah. We have kind of an egg-shaped service area.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we definitely serve a lot of Columbus, Ohio, Central Ohio area. I would say we do majority of our work kind of in the northwest quadrant of Columbus.
A lot of it, yeah.
Yeah, but definitely get down into German Village a lot and down south too, and
Westerville, New Albany, Powell.
Worthington, Dublin, do a lot of it. Upper Arlington, Grandview, Bexley.
Mm-hmm.
We like
Grove
it.
City.
We like it all. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so now that we got that out of the way, where do we go?
Yes,
outdoors.
Outdoors.
Okay.
We were talking about kind of incorporating the outside, with your indoor experience.
Remodeling or whatever.
Yeah. And lighting, you know, we talked about that earlier, but the lighting on your exterior, I know we have string lights over our patio mm-hmm. that kind of go back and forth across our patio. And our patio is just outside of the windows in our family room. And I find that even in the winter, if we're entertaining inside, I like to turn those on just because it kind of creates an ambiance and it's still pretty to look outside on. And so, again, you want to consider what you're doing outside and how that impacts your inside for all seasons, whether you're actually physically standing outside and utilizing the space or just kind of creating an atmosphere and an ambiance. You know, there's a lot of things that we do to kind of create a feeling outside, you mm-hmm. know. We have some clients that like to incorporate art or sculptures into their outdoor living space. We have some clients that like to incorporate water features into their outdoor living space. Mm-hmm. And being aware of what that means long term and maybe the maintenance on some of those. You know, obviously, if you're doing an outdoor art or sculpture of some sort, you want to make sure that it's suitable for the outdoors mm-hmm. and how it needs to be secured in a way that it's not going to topple over in the wind. And then, of course, water features. I mean, we have one at the office. They're beautiful. They sound lovely. Mm-hmm. Sometimes the maintenance is maybe more than you thought it might be. So you want to look into all that stuff and be really aware of what you're getting yourself into. Yeah.
So on the lighting, I was thinking just like in the kitchen and bathroom, lighting is really important. Mm-hmm. And you need a variety of different lighting applications depending on how you're using the space. And the same is true outdoors, because as I was mentioning earlier, you know, downlighting and eliminating the light pollution is really crucial if you're just sitting out enjoying your patio
right
in the evening. But there's times where you need the big floodlights to turn on and just blast light on the whole yard.
Yeah.
You know, you hear something out there or your dog's barking like crazy and you turn them on to see what is barking at.
Or the party's over and now you have to clean up.
Yeah, right. Clean up.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you really need different applications of lighting, and especially if you have an outdoor feature.
Yeah.
You know, it can be the fireplace or a sculpture or mm-hmm. water feature, any of those things. If it's lit well, then you're not getting the light pollution, you know, and having offensive glare facing your eyeballs from too much light. It's all down lighting. It's illuminating the object and everything else is dark, and that's ideal.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, even like I think back to a couple projects we've done maybe that incorporated like a koi pond or one of those terribly large creepy fish, in my opinion. Not a fish person. But anyways, we'll incorporate lighting in there as well, which is really nice at night.
Yeah.
And not only for safety, so no one steps in it or falls in it, but also just to create the ambiance. And again, that's not going to pollute your light. You're still going to be in the dark and enjoying the outdoors while having your feature lit. Which
those
is
beautiful
nice.
Koi fish.
Oh my gosh.
People love those, Jamie.
Now I'm sweating.
Now don't talk bad about those koi fish. There's people that love them.
I'm that's great for them.
You're making them feel bad.
I am not one of those people. Okay. Right. Fish are a little creepy to me. But anyway, if you want to see them, by all means.
Yeah, I like them.
But again, like just like the indoors, you know, when you're talking about an outdoor remodel or whatever enhancement of any kind, you're really wanting to create an ambiance and an experience. Mm-hmm. And you really want to customize it to the way you like to live and enjoy your space. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the key, is not doing something, you know, because you're supposed to or because of X, Y, or Z, but because it's how you want to enjoy your space and how you live in your home or outside of your home and things like that. And, you know, your specific lot and your specific house and how everything is situated and how it faces the sun is going to be a big driving factor in how and what you do in your space and how much investment you make in your space. Maybe you're not outdoor people. You want something pretty to look at, but you don't spend a lot of time out there. How you invest in that space is going to be much different than people that choose to be outside whenever humanly possible.
Yeah.
And that's totally fine. You know, hammocks are another thing that a lot of people really enjoy, and that's a must-have item for them. So, you know, maybe it is planting trees specifically a distance apart to someday be able to have a hammock there. Mm-hmm. And just kind of thinking through all of those types of things, you know, furniture that you have outside is going to also create different ambiances and experiences. You know, do you want to have it be more lounge furniture that you can really entertain and hang out outside? Mm-hmm. Or do you want to, you know, more of a just a dining table that you just plan on eating on in there and that's it?
Yep.
And just thinking through all those different elements.
And make sure that you invest in covers for all that outdoor furniture.
Yeah.
If you want it to look nice for long term, you got to cover it.
I know.
It's a pain, but
it is.
You know, to keep the leaves from staining it and all the debris that falls on it and discolors from snow and water and everything else.
Yeah.
So my wife is really good about that. I mean, we got covers for all of our outdoor stuff, our cushioned outdoor stuff, and she's very good about getting it covered or having me do it when she can't.
She's very good at reminding you.
But it does look, it's so nice and comfortable to use when the weather's right.
Mm-hmm.
And it's clean. And
yeah.
It's worth the effort, really.
It really is. And I mean, we're asking a lot of the things that we keep outside, especially here in Ohio, and all the different elements that we get in just even a week's time.
Mm-hmm.
We have snow and sunshine and rain all in a week. And it's a lot to ask of the things that we're putting outside to maintain through all of that.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, it is something that you want to take into consideration. And, you know, we talked about wind too, and kind of knowing the wind patterns at your home. And getting furniture that's either heavy enough to not blow away, or they make furniture that's light and, you know, airy enough that wind can pass through it, so it won't blow either. So, but an umbrella is, if you're going to have an umbrella, good luck.
Yeah.
Because the wind will really cause you some problems.
Sure that you crank it down tight when you're done.
Yeah, you definitely, that is one thing you absolutely need to put away.
Yeah, but I mean, there's times you need that shade.
Yeah,
definitely.
For sure.
Yeah, in the middle of summer, July, August, whoo.
Yeah.
Yep.
The worst is when you need the shade and it's windy.
Yeah.
You just go inside.
We're in Ohio, Jamie. That's what we love about this state.
I know.
Is all the challenges.
I saw a shirt once that said, if only it wasn't for the wind, Ohio.
Oh. Well, I could list a couple other things on there.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. Just a couple. But like we said, you know, there's such a limited time for us to be outside and really enjoy that we mm-hmm. try and maximize it as much as possible.
Absolutely. So. And that's what we try to do with all of our remodeling projects.
That's
is
right.
Maximize the efficiency of getting our clients what they want, what they need in their budget.
And creating a space that they just love to live in.
Absolutely. And that comes from good design and good execution.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we try our best to do on every project. So you've been listening to the Dave Fox Home Remodeling Show. We appreciate all of our loyal listeners. It's nice to hear from you folks. If you want to reach us by email, you can reach us by emailing info@davefox.com. We'd love to hear from you. We respond to all those emails. And we'll talk to you next time.